Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hi, it's Marty Coelho for Community Comment, and today I'm going to talk about New Year's resolutions. I'm not a fan of New Year's resolutions. Okay, Coelho, so let's get this straight. You're not a fan of Thanksgiving, Christmas, and now New Year's resolutions. You're kind of a curmudgeon. Ouch, sure beginning to sound that way, isn't it? I didn't realize I was so negative. Perhaps I should make a New Year's resolution to be more positive. Of course, I have yet to see anyone change their behavior due to a New Year's resolution. Well, maybe that's not completely true. I just don't believe New Year's resolutions leads to long-term behavioral change. Huh, so now you're a scientist, huh, Coelho? Hey, I'm just saying those New Year's resolutions like I'm going on a diet, I'm going to exercise more, I'm actually going to listen to my wife when she talks to me. They all sound great, but just how long do these changes in behavior actually last? Just why in the heck do we wait till January 1st to follow through on these critical life changes? I mean, if you think you need to eat less, exercise more, stop smoking, stop drinking, why wouldn't you just start doing these things immediately? If they're so important, why do you have to wait to that magical January 1st date? Behavior change is absolutely the hardest thing to do. We condition ourselves to repeat bad behaviors all the time, and even hitting rock bottom doesn't guarantee a turnaround if those behaviors are tied to addictions. Are we really setting ourselves up for success when on New Year's Eve, you're proclaiming to all your friends you're going to finally go to the gym every day, but January 1st arrives and you have a hangover, so you don't even get out of bed? We're excellent at rationalizing why we can't follow through on our New Year's resolutions. The top three excuses? I'm too tired. I had to work late. My day was crap, so I deserve a reward. You usually say these things as you open up your IPA, pour yourself a glass of wine, or pop that Stellar gummy. Now, KS people didn't have to worry about New Year's resolutions because they were just focused on trying to find food that day, maybe something to drink, whether a mastodon might step on them. So they focused on surviving the moment. After all, the average cave person only lived to be 25 years old, so bad behaviors just didn't add up. They didn't have those adverse consequences. But nowadays, we're all working towards becoming those overweight people floating on chairs in Disney's WALL-E. Things catch up to you. Nowadays, the things we want to change take serious long-term commitment. One doesn't build muscle mass or get healthier by exercising only once a week and eating an In-N-Out burger only every other day. So really, it's all about short-term sacrifice for long-term gain, and you're going up against 300,000 years of evolution. But hey, you go for it. This has been Marty Coelho for Community Comment. I know those New Year's resolutions are tough, but the only thing that's ever worked for me is baby steps. Yesterday, I had 6 beers. Tonight, I'll only have 5. After all, I'm all about incremental change.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.